Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you. But it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
Welcome to The Charged Life. This is Brendan Burchard.
How do you develop more grit? If you haven't heard lately, grit is supposed to be the secret to all of success in life. We'll talk about that in a moment, but it's a good conversation to have today about how do you develop the ability to have grit so you succeed over the long term. If you haven't heard, Angela Duckworth wrote a book called Grit, and her formula was very simple. If you have lots of passion and you persevere chasing that passion over a long time, you will have success. Now, of course, a little more complicated than that, and that's why she wrote a book on it, a couple hundred pages long, and a fantastic book I highly recommend to you, especially if you're brand new to personal development. If you're not new to personal development or to science, you will not be all that surprised by the findings, which is basically the ideas of knowing what you want and working really hard towards it over a really long time is a big part of that formula. But there's a lot of misunderstandings too. In my own perspective, grit is not enough to have success, because grit is something that you are being, something that you are doing. But I also think that beyond just grit, you have to have a lot of influence with people.
The world's most successful people that I've met are phenomenal in their levels of social intelligence and their ability to influence others to support them in their cause or dream. If they couldn't communicate well and influence others to support them or believe in them or buy from them, then they wouldn't succeed at the levels they did. So grit usually doesn't take into account the concepts of influence. So I would say it's not the end all be all, but it is a very important concept that we all need to develop. Again, Angela Duckworth's research basically says that grit is passion and perseverance. If you've studied my work for a long time, you've heard me just use the phrase or the term tenacity. It's about knowing what you want and going for it, you know? Having that hunger inside and matching it with hard work over the long term to continuously improve, to continuously commit, to continuously get better and deliver and serve. But let me share with you today four big ideas that might help you develop a little bit more of this fancy stuff called grit. Number one, get clarity. If grit begins with passion, you need to know what you're interested in and, more importantly, what you love. And you need to be clear about what you want now. One of the major reasons a lot of people don't feel successful is that they might not know exactly what they are really wanting and working towards that each day. They don't feel like they're engaged in meaningful endeavors, so the passion isn't there. And because the passion isn't there, the stick-to-itiveness isn't there either, and so they're not hanging on to what's important to them. They're not sticking with something. And so let me ask you this. What do you really want now? You know, you've been through enough. You've been through many years of your life. You've fought and you've struggled, and I bet you've given up some things and you've stuck to some things. But what do you want now? Because, you know, now maybe the kids are gone. They're out of the house and off to college. Or maybe now you've been laid off, or you've got that new job opportunity, or you started your own business, or you're about to scale to that next level. What do you want now? What do you want for this next phase of your life? Chapter two, stage two, phase two, whatever you call it. You got to have some kind of level of clarity about what you want, because that clarity is that ambition, that goal, that dream, that desire, that thing that becomes a passion because you have that deep commitment and attachment to moving towards something. So one, figure out what you want now. And I invite you to do this in all areas of your life. What do you want in your health now? What do you want in your relationships now? What do you want for your career and your contributions now? What are your real dreams now? Number two big idea is to prime enthusiasm each day. I believe the master emotion of all life is enthusiasm. If you're enthusiastic about something, you're engaged with it. If you're enthusiastic about something, you feel energized for it. If you're enthusiastic about something, you look forward to waking up tomorrow and going for it. So prime that feeling every day. The way that I do that is every morning in the shower when I'm getting ready, I think, what could I be excited about for today? What could I have enthusiasm for today? And if I can't come up with anything off the top of my head or by looking at my schedule, I create it. I say, okay, what could I do today that would be fun and make me look forward to the day? Maybe it's prank a friend. Maybe it's do something good for somebody. Maybe it's something I'm gonna do that I just really enjoy that I won't spend a lot of time during the day, but I'm gonna give myself 30 minutes doing a passion, small little project I'm interested in. Whatever it is, prime enthusiasm. Because if you have that feeling of enthusiasm, that's what's going to keep you passionate over the long term. And please listen, you need to prime your enthusiasms every day. See, a lot of people are very passionate people, but they're not living passionately because every day they're not engaging with what they want. You know, they set the big goal at New Year's, but then February and April rolls around, they've forgotten about it. But the reason they were so excited in January, at the new year, why is everyone excited? They're priming enthusiasm. They're looking at their goals. They're having an emotional connection and commitment to that, and that excites them for the year. So what you need to do is look at your goals every day. What you need to do is every day write the things down that are important to it, get excited about doing that, implementing that, experiencing it, and go for it. Number three, most important in my belief for grit, is the concept of block time. If you studied High Performance Academy with us over the last decade or so, you know this is central to everything I teach. Block time. If you don't schedule time for practice, schedule time for training, schedule time to implement, schedule time to get your work done, you don't get it done. And now you're just pulled into all these different areas. So now you're just reacting to the world all the time. Reaction, 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 distraction, distraction, distraction. And now you don't have any grit to stick to something because you don't stick to that which is not scheduled. So if it's not scheduled, you don't stick to it, right? It becomes something you're so passionate about for a week or two, but then the world comes back in with its requests and its obligations, your responsibilities, and suddenly the very thing that you were so passionate and enthusiastic about, it goes away. See, the world's highest level of performers that I'm blessed to work with, you know, Olympians, Fortune 50 CEOs, billionaires, people who have a real track record of long-term success, they worked at something every single day. I mean, it's just part of their repertoire. It was a routine, a ritual, something that was scheduled every day they were working towards it. Doesn't mean they didn't have days off, I guess I should say, but they had it as part of a consistent part of their life, and it was scheduled. There was a block of time on their calendar. It was like world, you know, highest level athletes as a swimmer. It's like swim practice. Here, 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 here. It's constant. It never went away. They had grit because it was scheduled. If it's not scheduled, it becomes a passing interest. When it is scheduled, it becomes a clear commitment. So block down the time. If I showed up at your house and we pulled up your calendar and we looked at it, and nowhere in your calendar are any of your passions. Nowhere in your calendar are your goals, your implementation plans, what you want to create. Then what you're doing is just reacting, just following the whim of the world. And over a period of time, you'll lose that passion and genuine desire because, you know, passion is something you got to be on top of. It's like lose it or use it or lose it kind of thing. So please block time to work on things that you really care about. And then last piece that I think is missing in a lot of the conversations around grit these days is enlist a team. The highest level performers I've ever worked with in my life, they are great at structuring a support team. They've got people around them to support them in their desires. They've got coaches, mentors, trainers, supportive parents, an amazing team supporting them. And it wasn't like they were lucky to be born into that family. Real people with real success habits, not just conceptually, not just from psychological study. The people I work with on the ground in real life, you know what they do? They are influencers. As I talked about at the top of this conversation, they are amazingly talented at influencing other people to believe in them, to invest in them, to follow them, to train them, to coach them, to support them along the journey. They're not just showing up as the singular brilliant superstar genius. That's what we all like to believe, that these people are so lucky, that successful people are just these lone wolves who are geniuses. The reality is environment matters. And you have to set up a positive environment around you to enable you to pursue your passions, to enable you to persist when it gets hard, so that people can pick you up when you fall down. You become more resilient the better social support you set up around you. And guess what? You can't do that unless you become somebody who is sharing your true thoughts, feelings, desires, and dreams with other people. You need to speak your truth. You need to ask for help. You need to enlist other people around you. You need to prime their enthusiasm to support you, because without a support team around you, you're always gonna plateau. You know, it's just like if you ever had a personal trainer at the gym, right? You thought you could only go so far and you're like, I'm done. And they're like, give me five more. And you're like, okay. And you do it. That's life too for the long haul. And that's why you need that as a success habit. Enlist a team. I hope these ideas helped you get a little more gritty, get you more excited about going out there and crushing it. They're all basic concepts, but you know what? Common sense is not always common practice. And that's why so many potentially great people fail to reach their potential. So stay gritty. Know that it takes a lot of hard work to maintain a long-term level of success. Follow the four ideas in this episode and you'll start to see and experience a little bit more of what we call the charge life. Hey, it's Brendan again. Did you notice something in today's episode? Yep, no ads, no sponsors, just a positive message to improve your day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts and they have minutes and minutes worth of
lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting. Hey, I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you in this podcast. And personally, when I listen to other shows, I just skip those long-winded sponsor pitches anyway. I can only do this because you share my podcast with so many other people, and enough folks end up looking me up online and buying my books or taking my online courses that I can self-fund this entire effort. And you know how hard it is to do all this. And that's why I appreciate you guys so much. I heard that you even helped me break a record too, the longest running top 10 self-help show without a single sponsor or product pitch or ad. So if you like this podcast ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor, tell a friend today. You know, you should listen to The Charged Life, Brendon Burchard's podcast. Just help spread the word. Share why you like my show or tell people to go to podcast.brendon.com. It would sure help. And I'd appreciate it, and I'm sure our community would too. I look forward to talking with you again soon, my friend. Until then, go out there every single day of your life, live fully, love openly, and make your difference today. Hey, it's Brendon from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey gang, it's Brendon. I'm gonna change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast.